What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As much as all of you are very excited about the prospect of Joe Shane coming back, just like I am. Now, I know we've been fighting about it, but let me just tell you this. I'm sorry. I'm fed up. I just think this is such overkill and nonsense. Listen, we know the team won 3 games. We know talented players left. I understand. I don't even mind Saquon Barkley's not a Giant. I really don't. I thought it was the right move. I wish they would have traded him last year. That would have been smarter. But everyone, the team would fall apart. Oh, the team would have fallen apart right into Jaden Daniels. Oh, what a disaster that would have been. They should have traded him. I have no problem with him not being on. But I got to be honest. I am now getting sick of the we are in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. The playoffs. The full season's already happened. And we still got to hear the constant swipes and jabs at the New York Giants from our own as well. As this was Michael Strahan today on the pregame show on Fox before the Philadelphia and Green Bay game.
Barkley. That's going to be the first battle. Xavier McKinney, co-leader in takeaways in the NFL.
Thank you, John.
Number 2 in interceptions in the NFL. Thank you, New York Giants, because you let him go, we let Barkley go. Well done.
Yeah. Are they ever... It's the postseason. Is Barkley ever going to be an Eagle? Or is Barkley forever going to be a former Giant? Like, is it just forever? Like, It's ridiculous now. I understand. Look, don't get me wrong. I get it. First of all, Saquon Barkley, moving on from him was right. It's the right move to do. You want to talk about whether or not a quarterback would help? We know what Saquon Barkley would do. We've seen it. Saquon Barkley don't help. As great as he is, and don't get me wrong, he's great. McKinney, I was surprised they let go. Julian Love, another one. Surprised they let go. Good players. Better than what they have now. Totally agree. But at some point, can we just let it go? Like, we're in the playoffs and we're still taking shots at the Giants, Strand. Thank you for letting them go. Yeah. Seriously? They're Packers. McKinney's a Packer. He's been so all year. Barkley is an Eagle. We know that he's not a Giant anymore. We know. And we'll see, because right now, I don't know if they're going to win next week, to be totally honest with you. Not the way they played this week. But, and then you get the stories, it's take shots at Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. And I get it. I'm not even saying that's wrong. He did let them go. I mean, clearly, he's just talking facts. And McKinney's been a good player, one of the better defensive players, tied for the league in interceptions in Green Bay. And clearly, Saquon Barkley has been incredible. So it's not even that he's wrong. It's just it's never ending. And now all the other stories come out of the woodwork. As was reported on Friday from Jordan Renan, who covers the team for ESPN, does a great job. I like Jordan a lot. But now all the stuff, whether it be Pat Leonard consistently killing him, now we get stories about Nick McCloud. Nick McCloud, who was struggling to find a job in the NFL, who the Giants gave a chance to be a player. Nick McCloud was asked to take a pay cut before week four. And apparently, and I'm, you know, I don't know if it is actually true or not, but we can go with it. In the story said, you know, spiteful things like, hey, tell your client not to pay the October rent, because as soon as I can get rid of him, I will. Right? And so now, oh, not only is he incompetent, but Joe Shane's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. This and the rest of the league is going to pay attention to how you treated Nick McLeod. Never mind the fact you gave Nick McLeod an opportunity to resurrect his career. And the agent who this is probably coming from, and this was said on the afternoon show, his agent is his brother and his brother's sole client. So I don't know how that conversation went. I don't know what upset Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, to the point of saying, hey, don't pay your rent. And then they moved on from him. They moved on from the great Nick McLeod. In an NFL where decisions like this are made every single day, where Nick McLeod himself has had trouble sticking to a roster. He didn't want to take a pay cut. That's within his rights. They cut him within their rights. But now it's like this evil guy. Never mind the fact. And I was thinking the same thing. I was actually saying it to the radio as I was listening to it. And Marash is right. Leonard Williams was traded away to Seattle. And he pretty much, Joe Shane asked him if it was okay to move him to Seattle. If he was comfortable with Seattle. If not, they would have worked something else out. And I remember the talking points after that. Hey, you got to be cutthroat in this business. What if he would have said, no, I'm not going to Seattle. You would have taken a lesser trade for Leonard Williams? I mean, how you can't be sentimental in the NFL. You can't allow them to pick where they're traded. So when he's asking for a guy to take a pay cut to help the team, he won't do it. He cuts him. Well, with his right. Bad guy. Awful guy. He said something about rent. What a bad guy. Leonard Williams. Hey, Leonard, you're one of the stars. You're one of the better players on this team. You're a veteran in this league. We need to trade you. You understand why. We get a third-round pick from Seattle. You comfortable going there, or would you like me to see what else I can get elsewhere? Oh, my God. You're letting the players walk all over you. What a disaster. What a joke. When you win three games, everything you do is wrong. Bottom line. Bottom line. And I get it. But now I am so on board with him fixing this crap and being able to throw it in the face of everybody. Because this, it's just getting, it's piling on to such a level. As me and Fliegelman joke, they are now the Jets. I said the same thing at the beginning of this year when Aaron Rodgers, the big story about him going to Egypt and missing, you know, mandatory practices this year. I said, it doesn't matter. If this were another situation, if this were someone missing mandatory practices for the Pittsburgh Steelers, only because we've been talking about a lot of them, or talking the Kansas City Chiefs, who have a wide receiver who fled the scene of an accident, that nobody cares about them. Nobody cares about the kind of ship that the Chiefs are running. No one cares. They traded for a troubled wide receiver or a struggling wide receiver in Tooney. No one cares. No one cares that they let that thing be a disaster and had to cut him. No one cares. They're fine. They're great. They're wonderful because they win. And everything that the Jets do, whether it be a meaningless thing about a quarterback missing a couple practices or a story about an owner or, you know, Madden rating nonsense comes out, it doesn't matter. LOL Jets. They're a laughingstock. They're a joke. They haven't been to the playoffs in 14 years. Nothing else matters. They have no leg to stand on. They don't get the benefit of the doubt on any of this. Next year, we might see the end of Barkley's career. I'm not rooting for it or expecting it necessarily, but we've seen running backs fall off the table. McKinney might not have another interception and be a bad contract in a couple of years. I don't know. But right now, they're idiots for letting them go. They handle everything poorly, and no one's going to want to come here anymore. They told the great Nick McLeod not to pay his rent. And Joe Shane's a fool, and the rest of the league is laughing at the New York Giants. That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. And so I'm like, I get on board. This is what I do. I get behind the guys that nobody wants to get behind, even if I'm frustrated, even if I'm disappointed. And right now, everybody is taking shots at Joe Shane. Not even so much Brian Daboll. Because this conversation has come up a lot, especially after the aftermath of the press conference or whatever you want to say when he met the media, John Mara, because it feels like he talks about Joe Shane as if he really believes the job Joe Shane is doing, and he talks about Brian Daboll as someone who, well, he had one good year, and we'll see. When, in fact, if you look at it, in my estimation, I would think most estimations of the New York Giant fan, is that if you had to say which one did a better job, I mean, Brian Daboll took a roster. The one successful year was Brian Daboll coaching a roster of Dave Gettleman's players. Which, by the way, Dave Gettleman, I hate to say this, but he deserves a little bit of respect. He's synonymous with losing and what a disaster and the state of affairs he left the Giants. I remember when he was let go, people were mad he wasn't fired. They're going to let him walk off into the sunset of retirement. It's BS. He should be fired. Like, just leaving wasn't good enough. We had to fire him so everybody knows he didn't do a good job. And yet, everyone we're upset about, every player that the Giants have given a contract to, and every player we're upset that is now not with the team, is someone drafted or signed by Dave Gettleman. McKinney, Love, obviously Saquon, big contracts to Andrew Thomas, big contracts to Dexter Lawrence. Like, all of the best, like, The team that made the playoffs, Gettleman. All the players were upset aren't with the Giants anymore, Gettleman. The best players currently on the team now, Gettleman. And I'm hoping within a year, I'm having the same thing where I could say all these things and go, Shane, Shane, Shane. Because I am sick of everybody taking shots. We're a year in. Can we let go of the fact that Saquon Barkley used to be a Giant? Is he ever going to just be an Eagle? He's an Eagle. He's not a former Giant. He's an Eagle. And every time he touches the damn ball, we hear about how he used to be a Giant. It's crazy. Like, no good players ever left. I saw one tweet from Rich Gannon saying, why is Jacobs not on the Raiders anymore? Nobody complains as he's having a great year for the Green Bay Packers. The conversation around him is what he can do for Green Bay and the year he's having. No one's talking about, oh my God, can you believe the Raiders let him go? Nobody. Aaron Jones in Minnesota, division rivals for crying out loud. I mean, is the talk around Tennessee, how the hell did you let go of Derrick Henry? Is that what's going on in Tennessee? And they're just as bad as the Giants. And Derrick Henry's damn near as good as Saquon Barkley. And his team, I think, is playing better right now and has a better chance to win. Now, he hasn't meant as much, because of the quarterback situation, he hasn't meant as much to them as Barkley's meant to Philadelphia. But I don't remember every time Derrick Henry scores a touchdown, the conversation being, how could Tennessee let him go? But yet every single interception McKinney has and every single time, you know, Saquon Barkley makes a man miss, it's, hey, great job, Giants. It might not be wrong, but it's time to put an end to it, Joe Shane. Wake up, listen to it, and put them all in their place. I don't know how the hell you're going to do it, but I hope you can. Because I am full bore. I am just, that's it. Joe Shane's my guy. Go do it. Because I can't take the constant shots. This poor bastard. It's amazing to me because I thought, and not just me, because I talk to a lot of people. After Hard Knocks, I actually thought he came off great. Like during it and in the weeks after, I was like, I agree with everything he said. I agree with the running back situation. I agree, you know, maybe not the year of Daniel Jones. I've never been on board with that. But like, I thought he came off fairly smart. And now it's laughable. Saquon Barkley's making commercials about the things said in that damn thing. He's never going to live down that phone call with Saquon Barkley. I hope he gets a legitimate chance to turn it around. I hope he does it because I'm tired of all this crap. He deserves a day to say, screw all of you.